They knocked counters out of position, fighting over a limited supply of laptop computers. In Orlando, security guards wrestled a man to the ground after he cut in line in a Walmart offering some cheap laptops. In suburban Cleveland, a Walmart, one man says, got a little rough when shoppers flooded the electronics aisle, battling for discounted items. Boston's Archbishop Sean McNally is calling for an end to prejudice against gays. In a letter sent to the nearly 300 parishes in the Boston Archdiocese, O'Malley says he doesn't want gays to feel like the church discriminates against them, despite its opposition to same-sex marriage. O'Malley says the church's opposition to gay marriage is not based on hostility toward gays, but on the conviction that marriage between a man and a woman is important for children and society. O'Malley says many gays in the church lead holy lives. However, a policy to be officially announced by the Vatican next week, reportedly, will tighten the rules, excluding many gays from the priesthood. Federal records show that airports in Southern California have the worst runway safety records in recent years among busy American airports. Officials say they're most concerned about Los Angeles International Airport. A review shows commercial jets have come dangerously close to crashing there twice since 1999. John Wayne Airport in Orange County, Long Beach Airport in LAX rank 1, 2, 3 in runway incursion rates in 99. An incursion is when a plane or a vehicle on the ground gets too close to a plane that's landing or taking off. The three airports also top the list for the total number of incidents, regardless of size. LAX, though, is planning a $250 million renovation, officials say, should eliminate most of those incursions. The investigation continuing into the commuter rail accident in suburban Chicago. Officials want to know why a train plowed into several vehicles at a backed-up intersection, causing a number of injuries. The crossing gates appear to have been working, but the investigators are looking into the possibility the traffic signals did not give vehicles enough time to clear the track. This is Air America Radio News.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage, from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint-supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA, Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Truth Seekers, Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you for tuning in. This, the 42nd anniversary of the murder of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Thanksgiving Eve, tomorrow night, will be Youth Night here on the Malloy program. If you are between the ages of 13 and 17, we'd like to hear from you tomorrow night, your take on the issues that are confronting not just your grandparents and parents, but you also. That's tomorrow night, starting usual time, 10 o'clock Eastern, and we'll do it until the interest drops off. In a few minutes here, I want to play for you three clips from John Fitzgerald Kennedy's City on a Hill speech. He made that speech right before he began his brief presidential career. It was when he addressed the State House in Boston on Beacon Hill. As you remember, he was a senator from Massachusetts. In that famous speech, he outlined his goals and his aspirations and his presidential philosophy and what he had in mind for the country. And I'd like to play that for you, not the whole thing, but a couple of cuts. It's not all that long, but I don't want to play the whole thing. But you can do your own mental compare and contrast between John F. Kennedy 42 years ago and Chuckle Nuts today, the moron that runs into closed doors and decides he wants to bomb a radio network because he's pissed off. This guy is insane. Bush. All right, let's play some of this. Imagine Kennedy today, not Kennedy himself, but a president who had the intellect and the vision that Kennedy had. Imagine how different this country would be if someone like JFK sat in the Oval Office right now. In listening to this speech again today, it brought tears to my eyes because, you know, I remember exactly what I was doing on November 22nd, 1963, just like an older generation remembers exactly what they were doing December 7th, 1941. And there are people who, in their 20s now, 30s, whatever, will always remember what they were doing on September 11th, 2001. Made me weep for this country when I heard these words. Let's play the first cut.
I have been guided by the standard John Winthrop set before his shipmates on the flagship Arabella 331 years ago. As they too face the task of building a new government on a perilous frontier. We must always consider, he said, that we shall be as a city upon a hill. The eyes of all people are upon us. Today, the eyes of all people are truly upon us. And our governments, in every branch, at every level, national, state, and local, must be as a city upon a hill, constructed and inhabited by men aware of their great trust and their grave responsibilities. For we are setting out upon a voyage in 1961, no less hazardous than that undertaken by the Arabella in 1630. We are committing ourselves to tasks of statecraft no less awesome than that of governing the Massachusetts Bay Colony, beset as it was by terror without and disorder within.
Yeah, setting aside the obvious manifest destiny nonsense of our invasion of this continent 350 years ago, if we can get past that. And listen to what Kennedy says. We've got to have government at every level in this country inhabited by men aware of their great trust and their great responsibilities. Oh my God. And you compare that to George Bush, who says God whispers in his ear and tells him who to bomb and kill. Or you have some freak like Rumsfeld who denies his own words, or Dick Cheney who gloats and rubs his hands over the idea of torture? Jesus. Here he is again.
For of those to whom much is given, much is required. And when at some future date the high court of history sits in judgment on each one of us, recording whether in our brief span of service we fulfilled our responsibilities to the state, our success or failure in whatever office we may hold will be measured by the answers to four questions. First, were we truly men of courage, with the courage to stand up to one's enemies and the courage to stand up when necessary to one's own associates? The courage to resist public pressure as well as private greed. Secondly, were we truly men of judgment, with perceptive judgment of the future as well as of the past, of our own mistakes as well as the mistakes of others, with enough wisdom to know what we did not know and enough candor to admit it? Third, were we truly men of integrity? Men who never ran out on either the principles in which they believed or the people who believed in them. Men whom neither financial gain nor political ambition could ever divert from the fulfillment of our sacred trust. Finally, were we truly men of dedication, with an honor mortgaged to no single individual or group, and compromised by no private obligation or aim, but devoted solely to serving the public good and the national interest?
You know, when you listen to that, you have to wonder, did Bush or any of these monstrous thugs around him even try to live up to any honorable principle at all? When Kennedy says the courage to resist public pressure as well as private greed, this is... Can you imagine Halliburton, Bechtel, invading countries for oil? When he talks about acknowledging our own mistakes as well as mistakes of others and learning from them, Bush never makes mistakes. Neither do his thuggish, gang-style cronies. And when Kennedy talks about being a leader out of a group who neither financial gain nor political ambition could ever divert from the fulfillment of their sacred trust, don't you just want to, I don't know, sit down and cry or laugh hysterically? When compared, sure, this is a speech, but can you imagine anybody in this filthy Bush administration even being able to think thoughts such as these? Here's the last one.
Courage, judgment, integrity, dedication. These are the historic qualities of the Bay Colony and of the Bay State, the qualities which this state have consistently sent to this chamber, here in Beacon Hill in Boston, and to Capitol Hill back in Washington. And these are the qualities which, with God's help, this son of Massachusetts hopes will characterize our government's conduct in the four stormy years that lie ahead. Humbly I ask his help in that undertaking, but aware that on earth his will is worked by men, I ask for your help and your prayers as I embark on this new and solemn journey. Thank you.
And what he had was 1,036 days, from January 20th, 1961, to November 22nd, 1963.
Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seems good they die young. You know, I just looked around and he's gone. Anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seems good they die young. I just looked around and he's gone.
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. When you purchase my new 8-pound Orrick XL upright vacuum, you also get a great gift. For everything above the floor, I'll give you my Orrick Super Compact Canister. It's so powerful, it'll pick up a bowling ball. Try them free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. After all, why settle for one vacuum? With Orrick, you can get two. 1-800-989-4200.
Wow, what a difference a week makes. Just last week, my toenails were thick, yellow, and embarrassing. But then I tried something totally new. Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit with an antifungal cream, plus a revitalizer that made my toenails look better in just 1 week. Now I can show my feet in public. What a difference. All I can say is, wow.
Want to improve the appearance of your nails in just 1 week? Look for Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit in the green box. Use as directed.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that likes criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Call this information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Justice and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. We're going to get to the indictment of Jose Padilla. I don't know why everybody's calling him Padilla today. It's kind of irritating. Unless I've got it wrong, which I may. But anyway, the indictment of Jose Padilla today by a crime family that is desperate. Did not want that case to go in front of the Supreme Court because, well, heck, gosh, guys, you know, it's just not in keeping with the U.S. Constitution to lock an American citizen up for over 3 years, keep him in solitary confinement, question him with no legal representation, not charge him with anything, violate his Fifth and Sixth Amendments, just blatantly, you know, and then the Supreme Court, when they get ready to hear the case, well, okay, let's just go ahead and charge him with a state crime, then. Boy, these sons of bitches are just beyond belief. Just beyond belief. And what do they indict him for today? Wanting to go overseas and commit havoc, sort of like Blackwater USA does. Sort of like a mercenary private, sort of like Halliburton's armed thugs do. Same thing. We'll get to it. But even more important, the article or two now that has appeared in the Mirror of the UK, the insane Bush memo, Bush's plot to bomb an Arab TV network home office in a country that is an ally of the United States, Qatar, and it was stopped by Tony Blair. And according to the Mirror of the UK, Blair feared it would spark horrific revenge. The story is this, I know most of you are familiar with it at this point, but an explosive Downing Street memo stamped top secret records a threat by Bush to unleash, quote, military action, end quote, against Al Jazeera, which Bush has always thought of fueling the Iraq insurgency and as being a network that's Osama bin Laden's mouthpiece. I guess that's sort of like NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, CNN are Bush mouthpieces, huh? Oh, well. According to the Mirror of the UK, the attack would have led to a massacre of innocents on the territory of a key ally, Qatar, enraged the Middle East, and almost certainly have sparked bloody retaliation. A source last night said to the Mirror, quote, now this was from yesterday, the memo is explosive and hugely damaging to Bush. He made clear he wanted to bomb Al Jazeera in Qatar and elsewhere. Blair replied that would cause a big problem. There's no doubt what Bush wanted to do, and no doubt Blair didn't want him to do it, end quote. Now, somebody in the Blair administration suggested that Bush had been trying to be, quote, humorous, not serious, end quote. But another source, very familiar with all this, said, quote, Bush was deadly serious, as was Blair. That much is absolutely clear from the language in the memo used by both men, end quote. On Monday, I believe, Labor Defense Minister Peter Kilfoyle in the UK demanded that Downing Street publish this five-page transcript of the two leaders' conversation. The former defense minister said, quote, it's frightening to think that such a powerful man as Bush can propose such cavalier actions. I hope the prime minister insists this memo be published. It gives an insight into the mindset of those who are the architects of war, end quote. Jesus, God. Now, at the time Bush made this threat, this is when the United States military was launching this all-out assault on Fallujah, when we were using napalm and white phosphorus, when we were burning people alive, when we were blowing people into red mist, when we were murdering children and old ladies and civilians in order to try to get a few insurgents, most of whom had left Fallujah because they knew what was coming. But we decided to use Fallujah as an example, the same way in World War II we used Dresden as an example. Let's just burn the sons of bitches. Burn them all. Burn them all. And at the same time, this madman, George, do any of you still doubt the insanity of this man, George W. Bush? Do you? I mean, you can't. You know, his doctrine, if you can't buy the media, kill them. It's very simple. It's the Bush doctrine. Juliana Segrena, kill her. Al Jazeera, bomb it. Foreign journalists at the Palestine Hotel in Baghdad, blow it up. Kill them. No wonder these pigs like Armstrong Williams and Maggie Gallagher and God knows how many other U.S. citizens, journalists all, were on the Bush payroll. It's called survival of the fittest. It's an evolutionary trick in order to get your genes into the next generation for you snake handlers. And people like Armstrong Williams, Maggie Gallagher, and, oh, I don't know, Bob Woodward, you suppose?
That's what bombs were meant for, so you could blow stuff up. Come on, let's roll. Let's blow something up. Blow something up. Blow something up. That's what bombs were meant for, so you could blow stuff up. Come on, let's roll. Let's blow something up. When all else fails, let's blow something up.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Love Guides.
My daughter has a million things going on in her daily life, from softball to bands and voice lessons. My husband and I like to make sure she doesn't spend her idle time idle, because an idle mind is a playground for trouble. You see, occupying our daughter's free time and keeping her active makes us feel confident that she won't be hanging out with the wrong crowds.
Love, the anti-drug. Call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com for information on how to prevent your child from using marijuana. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Have you experienced a random act of kindness? Someone you haven't seen for years suddenly come back into your life? Do you know a positive story that inspired or motivated you? Aleve invites you to share your good news at AleveGoodNews.com. For years, Aleve has been devoted to providing good news for people with arthritis pain. Now, Aleve invites you to share your good news at AleveGoodNews.com.
Use it directed for minor arthritis pain.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Why shop at Borders for gifts this weekend? Let's compare.
I bought you this cast iron bacon press because it reminded me of that time we had that really flat bacon.
Or
I bought you this DVD of The Matrix because it reminded me of our very first date.
At Borders, you'll find DVDs like this for only $9.99 Thanksgiving weekend. Stop in for details. Borders. Open up a season of surprises.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage, just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
I view our nuclear arsenal as a deterrent. I'm interested in having an arsenal at my disposal.
Oh my God! Yeah. Can you picture that? I mean, remember when he said that? This insane little man, this coward, this guy who obviously is having a nervous breakdown, has been having one for about the past 7 years. A nuclear arsenal at his disposable. Let's hope there's a Henry Kissinger in his administration, as there was in Nixon's, where it was made very clear by Kissinger to the Joint Chiefs any order to launch by Nixon should be checked with Kissinger first. You know, at least Kissinger was a professional mass killer. Nixon was an amateur. It's the amateurs you have to worry about. Bush is an amateur. So the article in the Mirror of the UK, a memo called explosive and hugely damaging to Bush. He wanted to blow up Al Jazeera in the country of Qatar. Just blow it up. just destroy it, because he didn't like what was being said. Now, as the mirror points out, to have wiped out Al Jazeera would have been the equivalent of bombing the BBC in London during World War II. And had it been carried out, it would have been the most spectacular foreign policy disaster since the Iraq War itself. And, of course, this this memo now raises more doubts about Bush's claims that previous attacks against Al Jazeera were mainly military errors. Now, if you remember, in 2001, the station's office in Kabul, Afghanistan, was knocked out by two so-called smart bombs. In 2003, Al Jazeera reporter Tariq Ayub was killed in a U.S. missile strike on the station's Baghdad center. The people who think that Al Jazeera is run by Islamic fanatics are wrong. The people who work there are respected and highly trained technicians and journalists. It's just that what they're reporting on is the madness of this psychopath that runs the United States. And apparently, the go-along, get-along asininity of Tony Blair. So kill them. Kill them. You see, Al Jazeera has thoroughly infuriated Washington and London. That means the Bush crime family and Bush's lapdog, Tony Blair, by reporting from behind the lines, so-called rebel lines, and broadcasting pictures of dead soldiers, dead private contractors, and dead Iraqis. We've got to get them off the air. See, in the United States, you can control that. All Bush has to do is call or have one of his thugs, Karl Rove or Stephen Hadley or Irving Libby, call up all the networks and say, "Hey, no pictures. Are we clear?" "Yes, sir. We are very clear." "Thank you. Now go back to making the American public forget." That's how easy it is in the United States. And it is today. Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. "Oh, well, the news media is finding its spine." No, it's not. No, it's not. The media in this country is doing what it has done for the past 30 years. It smells blood in the water, and it's coming in for a good look and a bit of a feeding. But you see, to close down Al Jazeera, Bush can't say, "Stop it!" and get any sort of response other than the Arabic equivalent of a middle finger in his face. So kill them. Kill them. Kill them. Now, the latest on this, which is in tomorrow's Mirror, this was just emailed to me. It says, "The Daily Mirror was yesterday," that was the 22nd, "told not to publish further details from a top-secret memo which revealed that Bush wanted to bomb Al Jazeera. The gag order by the Attorney General Lord Goldsmith came nearly 24 hours after the Mirror informed Downing Street of its intention to reveal how Tony Blair talked Bush out of attacking satellite station Al Jazeera's headquarters in friendly Qatar. Number 10, at Downing Street, did nothing to stop us publishing our front page exclusive yesterday, but the Attorney General warned that publication of any further details from the document would be a breach of the Official Secrets Act. He threatened an immediate High Court injunction unless the Mirror confirmed it would not publish further details. We have essentially agreed to comply." Well, I guess that's that. The Mirror goes on to say the five-page memo stamped top secret records a threat by Bush to unleash military action against the TV network, which America accuses of being a mouthpiece for anti-U.S. sentiments. "Oh, well, we can't have any of that!" Following the Mirror's revelations, there were calls for the transcript of the memo to be released. So there are ways to silence the British press, too. It's a little bit more difficult, but the Official Secrets Act, which is similar to... It precedes our USA Patriot Act, but it's fairly similar, I believe. Not being a citizen of the UK, I'm not exactly sure what it states, but if the government deems or determines it's something you are going to publish, it's prior restraint, which is prohibited in this country except under, well, it used to be prohibited except under extraordinary or unique circumstances. That's not the case anymore. Now, it is common knowledge that the New York Times, Washington Post, America's two newspapers of record, are more than willing to withhold information if requested to do so by a member of the Bush administration, or the Clinton administration, or the Bush 1 administration. Not so much the Clinton administration. The Clinton administration was a feeding frenzy for these bastards. But the newspapers of record did withhold information about the Clinton administration's plans to attack in Middle Europe using NATO. God, that seems so far away and so long ago and so inconsequential, doesn't it? Oh, man. So the mayor of the UK will no longer publish any further information from Madman Bush memo. This is the type of mindset that is ticking inside this crazy man's head, George W. Bush. Now, when you couple that with Cheney, who starts salivating, whose hands tremble, and whose pacemaker starts to go off whenever he hears the word torture, and then throw into the mix this murderous nutball, Donald Rumsfeld, and then let's add the stiletto-heeled Condoleezza Rice, and there you have it. Secretaries of Defense and State, President and Vice President, the four most important members of the Bush crime family, at least the ones who wield the most power, and they're all nuts. Ah. Astonishing. Bomb them. Kill them. Come on, Tony, you're pissing me off. You know, in Texas, I was governor of Texas. Some I guess come up. We just they'd get beat up. Well, you know the Enron guy. Remember that one? That's our scandal. You don't know anything about Enron, but you know the Enron guy was about to go public and got in his car and committed suicide three times. He did three times. Shot himself three times in the head. Committed suicide. That's right. That's suicide. That's what we do in this country. We make people commit suicide. And in Texas, I just, you know, the ones I really didn't like, I just executed them. It was simple. I really do, I'm not going to be cute and say a fear for my country, because I really do believe that when the American people have had enough, we'll know exactly what to do. But I fear for my kids and my grandkids. I do. What they are witnessing. I've got kids in their 30s and 20s. And you know, we talk, we email, we talk on the phone a lot. And I just sometimes we have to avoid the topic because they're scared and they don't want to admit it. You know, these are adult children. They don't want to admit that they have their own children. They don't want to admit that they're scared. They're frightened. What is going on? Why is this happening? Every once in a while, one of my daughters will send me an email, and what she will send to me is a link to a story, and all she'll write above the link is, "Jesus, God." And she's probably not quite as much of an atheist as I am, but you know, she uses that as expressions of frustration. And then I read the article, and I think, yeah, okay, I hear you, Wendy. Man. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Molloy. This is Air America.
Condoleezza, check my body.
There's Thomas Halliburton, mass destruction, me!
I'm sure that Europe is a lovely place to visit. My wife would love to go there every single year. But they're just puppies.
Yep, 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 yep.
They need to suck their yips and pick their
starts over here. I will rule the world forever. I'm straight and white and male, American and free.
Condoleezza, check my pockets.
Hello, Riley. Devolved systems, mass destruction, me.
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Musicians, right now, get the gear you want and keep your cash. I'm talking about guitar, amps, effects,
hey, Zero,
drums, keyboards, turntables,
hey, Zip,
mics, mixes, multi-tracks, and more.
Hey, nada.
It's Guitar Center's Don't Pay Till 2007 financing event with no minimum, no payments, and no interest for 14 months on every top manufacturer. Gibson, Pearl, Yamaha, Roland, Tascam, JBL, and more. Guitar Center's Don't Pay Till 2007 financing event is going on now. Don't miss it. Call 877-MUSICIAN for a store near you.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
I'm plenty capable of conducting foreign policy for the United States in a way that reflects positively on my nation. In your world,
or I'll kill you. First of all, a whole bunch of you have emailed me. Thank you. It's not Jose Padilla. His family has requested that his name be pronounced Padilla. So be it. Jose Padilla. It's completely believable, by the way, that Bush would want to blow up a television network. He actually requested Kofor Black. Remember him, the former head of CIA counterintelligence? He requested that Kofor Black produce for him the heads of captured al-Qaeda leaders.
Oh, that was a joke, Mike!
No, it wasn't. Does that seem sane to you? Heads in boxes on dry ice. Do you understand what we have here? I don't think so. I don't think even I get it. As much as I loathe these bastards, as much as I see what they have done to my country as being something evil and vicious and biting and foul and ghoulish, even I don't get it. How degenerate and sick the rulers of this country truly are. I think the only thing that keeps us going is inertia. I believe that. You know, the what law of physics is it? Oh, Jesus, I shouldn't ask. I'll get 97 emails. Which one is it, Kathy? The one that an object in motion tends to remain in motion, an object at rest tends to remain at rest unless acted upon by an outside.
Oh, God, I hope I'm not wrong. Is it the first law of thermodynamics?
I have no idea.
Probably not.
Anyway, somebody will say, watch this. Watch.
Hey, they're going to come in.
Watch your email. Well, I appreciate it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not, you know, I hate being stupid. I hate being as uneducated as I am, where I can't just pull it out of my head and say, oh, that's this Newtonian law or that law of thermodynamics or that's...
Now, the thermodynamics one is about energy can't be created.
Right, that's destroyed. The conservation of energy, right. This is a Newtonian law, I'm sure.
Darn.
That's right.
Damn, my high school physics teacher.
Suzanne sent me an email, more on the subject of the British gag order. This is from The Guardian of the UK. This is in tomorrow's paper. The Attorney General last night threatened newspapers with the Official Secrets Act if they revealed the contents of a document allegedly relating to a dispute between Blair and Bush over the conduct of military operations in Iraq. It is believed to be the first time the Blair government has threatened newspapers in this way. Think about that, truth seekers. Think about that. This is the first time. That's how violently explosive this memo is. Though it has obtained court injunctions against newspapers, the government, referring to the British government, has never prosecuted editors for publishing the contents of leaked memos or documents, including highly sensitive ones about the run-up to the invasion of Iraq. Why is this so different? Huh? Why is this so different? Well, somebody will find it. And publish it. There'll be a peace-loving ally inside Blair's government, since it too now has become not quite as corrupt as the Bush crime family. Maybe the document in its entirety will work its way into the public domain, so we can see just how sick this man really is, Bush. When you stop and think about where we are, if you really think about it, if you really, really, really think about where we are in this country now under the death grip of the Bush crime family, it's very scary. It's very scary. And I think that's why most of us are just in utter denial. No, 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 no. Like that psychopath that was on television with Randy Rhoads, that woman who put her hands over her ears. No, 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 I'm not going to listen, not going to listen, not going to listen, not going to listen. Janet Parshall, is that her name? One of those Christian freaks? What is she on, 900 radio stations? And what are Randy and I on? Total, maybe 70? Jesus.
Not going to listen, not going to listen, not going to listen. Don't want to hear it, don't want to hear it. This is what we're saying in this country. Oh, I know. His popularity numbers are down to 35%, 36%. Okay, so what? It should be zero. 100% of the American public should be saying, get this psychopath out of here. Do it. Do it legally and peacefully or something. Email here from Irish Dave regarding where you were November 22nd, 1963. Irish Dave says, I remember where I was. Everyone I know who's old enough remembers where they were, but the one person who claims he does not remember is George Herbert. Herbert Bush, father of Chuckle Nuts. Eh? What about that?
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Sure, George Bush avoided serving in Vietnam, but he's not the administration's draft dodger in chief. That title belongs to Vice President Dick Cheney, who attained not one but five draft deferments during the Vietnam conflict. So when Cheney suggested that Representative John Murtha, a decorated Vietnam vet who has called for withdrawing U.S. troops from Iraq, had wimped out, it did not sit well with the Pennsylvania congressman. As Murtha noted, he's the one who put on the Marine uniform, took his shots in Vietnam, and went on to a long career of working with and defending the military, while Cheney is the one who did everything in his power to avoid serving in Southeast Asia and has never been a friend to the men and women who actually fight the wars that the vice president so shamelessly and disingenuously promotes. Quote, I like guys who got five deferments and have never been there and send people to war and then don't like to hear suggestions about what needs to be done, said Murtha. For more on Murtha versus Cheney, visit thenation.com. I'm John Nichols for Air America Radio.
Love guides.
My daughter has a million things going on in her daily life, from softball to band to voice lessons. My husband and I like to make sure she doesn't spend her idle time idle, because an idle mind is a playground for trouble. You see, occupying our daughter's free time and keeping her active makes us feel confident that she won't be hanging out with the wrong crowds.
Love, the anti-drug. Call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com for information on how to prevent your child from using marijuana.
Paid for by ONDCP.
Wow, what a difference a week makes. Just last week, my toenails were thick, yellow, and embarrassing. But then I tried something totally new. Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit with an antifungal cream, plus a revitalizer that made my toenails look better in just 1 week. Now I can show my feet in public. What a difference. All I can say is, wow.
Want to improve the appearance of your nails in just 1 week? Look for Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit in the green box. Use as directed.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas. Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Palestinians finally have a border they control. President Mahmoud Abbas presided today over a colorful handover ceremony declaring the border crossing between Gaza and Egypt open. The Rafah crossing point was controlled by Israel and been closed since Israel's pullout back in September. A representative of the European Union said it's an enormous step toward freedom for Palestinians. The Gaza crossing won't actually be open to travelers till tomorrow, and until European monitors settle in, it'll be open only 4 hours a day. But one Palestinian who's already in line says it means no longer living in a jail. At today's ribbon-cutting ceremony, Abbas also announced a major new security effort in Gaza, in the West Bank. He says his people have to end lawlessness to revive peace hopes and spur economic recovery. A key witness in the trial of Saddam Hussein has died, though it may not have a big effect on the case. A prosecutor says the witness died of cancer last month, just 4 days after giving testimony from his hospital bed at a U.S. detention facility. Court officials recorded the testimony on tape for presentation at the trial, which is scheduled to resume on Monday. The witness, a senior Iraqi intelligence officer at the time of the 1982 massacre that Saddam is on trial for, the prosecutor says his testimony was, quote, on the side of the victim. Saddam could face the death penalty if convicted. Cindy Sheehan says she's heartbroken over the fact that U.S. troops are still in Iraq. She's returned to her anti-war vigil near George Bush's ranch in Crawford, Texas. Today she attended a dedication of a garden in honor of her son Casey, who died in Iraq last year. Indonesian officials say they will start producing the bird flu drug Tamiflu. That announcement comes just as Indonesia says the disease has been detected in poultry in Jakarta. Swiss drug manufacturer Roche Holdings says it'll let Indonesia produce Tamiflu, which does not have patent protection in Indonesia. Tamiflu has shown promise in the treatment of human bird flu infections. The virus has been found in 23 of Indonesia's 30 provinces and has killed 7 people. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce suggesting the federal government tax hybrids and other fuel-efficient cars. The chamber says the Federal Highway Trust Fund is running out of money to maintain the nation's highways, and Congress needs to consider new sources of revenue. Chamber leaders also suggest billing drivers for miles driven. The study also recommends the federal gas tax of about 18 cents a gallon be indexed for inflation. Why tax hybrids and other alternative fuel vehicles? The proponents say the drivers should have to pay their fair share to fill potholes and fix bridges, keep up the roads, regardless of how much or what kind of fuel they use. This is Air America Radio News.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee, Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. This is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell? and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe.
7 past the hour. Don't forget Wednesday coming, Thanksgiving Eve, Youth Night on the program. All calls from people between the ages of 13 and 17. And we invite folks older than that to just kick back and listen. And Thanksgiving Day and Friday, of course, Kathy and I, like just about everybody, Air America, will be off. And I don't know what, I guess I'll just be doing rebroadcasts. But all next week, we will be gone, and Peter Werby, my old colleague from IE America, the now defunct UAW radio network, will be sitting in for the entire week. So for those of you who are Peter Werby fans, this would be a real treat. For those of you who don't know Peter, he's even further left than I am. But he doesn't cuss as much as I do. He's a nicer man.
He's a little more mellow.
Yeah, he is. He's older than I am.
Yeah, by a few minutes.
No, but he's older than I am. He's
the Perry Como of liberal talk.
The Perry Como of liberal talk. Peter is, yeah, that's a good description. But he is a genuine leftist. So I think a lot of you will appreciate what Peter has to say. And for you little lurkers, you little Republican snakes out there, because Peter's mellow, don't think that you can, I mean, if you want to call him, go ahead. He will rip your guts out and hand them to you in your hat. He's very good at that. So anyway, Peter Werby, all next week, substituting for moi on the program. Justin in Missouri just sent me an email. Mike, I have a question. I wish someone would ask all of the Bush defenders who say that Bush didn't lie about the war, just the intelligence was wrong. My question is, if the intelligence was so wrong, then why did Bush give the Presidential Medal of Freedom to CIA Director George Tenet, who had said the intelligence was a, quote, slam dunk, close quote? Yeah, but Justin, see, once again, you're asking a rational question and directing it towards the irrational mind and irrational policies of an irrational crime family that now controls an irrational collection of various states, hammered into something called the United States of America. So there is no answer to your question, Justin. It's a good question. And were we not all through the looking glass, it would have a specific answer, but that's not where we live now. We live in the land of the Red Queen, where up is down, and things are as Cheney says they are because he says they are. Representative Jack Murtha on Meet the Press yesterday, explaining to media whore number one Tim Russert why he, Murtha, changed his mind about our presence in Iraq, obviously partly because the reasons the Bush cabal gave us were fake, but also because Rummy planned the invasion so poorly. Russert asked this question. Senator, last year in the epilogue to your paperback book, you wrote this, quote, "A war initiated on faulty intelligence must not be followed by a premature withdrawal of our troops based on a political timetable. An untimely exit could rapidly devolve into a civil war, which would leave America's foreign policy in disarray as countries question not only America's judgment, but also its perseverance," end quote. And, Senator, you said this, quote, it would be an international disaster, I think, if we pulled out, end quote. So, Senator, civil war, questioning America's perseverance, international disaster, why is it any different now than what it was a year ago?
I'll tell you why it's different. It's different because there's no progress at all. When I went to Iraq about 2 months ago, I talked to the commanders. Now, the commanders say what they're supposed to say, but I can tell how discouraged they are. And this all started from the illusion it was going to be easy. For instance, in the first stage of it, they didn't have enough troops. You remember they fired General Shinseki because he complained. And then when they didn't have enough troops, they had people in the specialties they weren't supposed to be in. I found 40,000 troops without body armor when I went the first time. I found unarmored Humvees. So I'm convinced that we have to give the incentives to the Iraqis. We have to redeploy our troops to the periphery. And I've sat down with the former Secretary of the Army, four distinguished officers who served in combat, and we've come up with a plan which we think will work. Since they're attacking our troops and we've destabilized the area, I've changed my mind and I've come to the conclusion now. Now's the time to start to redeploy our troops to the periphery and let the Iraqis take over.
Ah, but Senator, you've done what? You've sat down with the former Secretary of the Army, four distinguished officers who served in combat, and you, and also a combat veteran, and you've come up with a plan that you think will work. But Senator, you must present that plan to chicken hawk freaks who wet their pants and run to hide whenever a tough decision has to be made, who would no more let their friends or their family or their spawn serve in this ungodly war? Senator, surely, or Representative, I'm sorry, I'm trying to make you into Senator. Representative Murtha, surely you jest. Your plan might be gold-plated, as they say. But think about to whom you have to present it. So why the big disconnect between Rummy's assertion that everyone in the Department of Defense are happy as larks and Murtha's experience and what he saw firsthand in Iraq? The officers are pissed off. The grunts are ready to revolt. Russert asked this question. Congressman, have you heard privately from people at the Pentagon who are supportive and encouraging of your point of view?
Well, absolutely. I mean, there's nobody that talks to the people in the Pentagon more than I do. And they publicly, they have to say what the administration, and that's the way it should be. Soldiers in the field, I'll tell you how bad it's gotten in the field. I talked to sergeants who said to me, we're afraid to say anything because we'll stand to be recriminated by our superiors. I know we had a young captain come to see me that was complaining because the Geneva Convention was not being followed.
The Geneva Convention was not being followed. Really? You mean this great moral, ethical leadership of the Bush crime family? Remember what they said, Representative Murtha? America? Remember what these moral midgets said? Because Clinton got an afternoon BJ in the Oval. Oh, we're going to bring dignity. We're going to cleanse the office of the presidency. Remember that? Remember that? The Geneva Conventions were not being followed. And this sentence, I'll tell you how bad it's gotten in the field. I talked to sergeants who said to me, quote, we're afraid to say anything because we'll stand to be recriminated by our superiors. Do you know what immediately follows that kind of a situation when you're in a combat zone? And I'm not saying this from having been there, because I never was there. But from having read about it and understanding it, what comes immediately after that sort of an attitude, we can't talk to our superiors because they won't listen, and we'll catch hell if we do. In the meantime, we have to go out and be shot and blown to pieces and work with equipment that doesn't work. You know what happens immediately after that statement? Of course you do. The fragging intensifies. The fragging intensifies. Where the grunts who are asked to go out there and expose themselves to death and destruction, arms and legs blown off, say no, to hell with this. No, to hell with this. Now, does it have to do with what Jack Murtha said? No. It has to do with what Donald Rumsfeld says, or Dick Cheney says, or their immediate superior officers say. Sorry, son. This is war. You go to war with the weaponry you have, not the weaponry you'd like to have. which is a slight variation on Rumsfeld's snotty, arrogant, patronizing, degenerate, sick statement to every man and woman in uniform, you go to war with the army you have, not the army you'd like to have. These people are so beyond vile. They are so beyond vile. So the fragging, if it hasn't already begun, and it's being kept from the American public, does begin. And if it has begun, it intensifies. Because when you're in a combat zone and you're 21 years old, 22, 23, 25, 26, 19, and you know that your next trip out might be your last, and you ask your superior officer immediately up the line, hey, look, I need some help here. And your superior says, get it with the program, punk. Get your ass out on patrol. You wait until that guy's asleep, and then you drop something down his chimney, don't you?
Listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Why shop at Borders for gifts this weekend? Let's compare.
I bought you this cast iron bacon press because it reminded me of that time we had that really flat bacon.
Or
I bought you this DVD of The Matrix because it reminded me of our very first date.
At Borders, you'll find DVDs like this for only $9.99 Thanksgiving weekend. Stop in for details. Borders. Open up a season of surprises.
Musicians, right now, get the gear you want and keep your cash. I'm talking about guitar, amps, effects,
hey, zero,
drums, keyboards, turntables,
hey, sip,
mics, mixers, multi-tracks, and more.
Hey, nada.
It's Guitar Center's Don't Pay Till 2007 financing event with no minimum, no payments, and no interest for 14 months on every top manufacturer. Gibson, Pearl, Yamaha, Roland, Tascam, JBL, and more. Guitar Center's Don't Pay Till 2007 financing event is going on now. Don't miss it. Call 877-MUSICIAN for a store near you.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
The fascinating country that is significant in its size. Its economy is still small but growing.
It has no doors that work, and they eat with little sticks. Jesus. Susan Milligan writing for the Boston Globe on Sunday, a lengthy article, but Reggie sent it to me. Just one quick quote. Susan Milligan writes, back in the mid-1990s, the Republican-controlled House of Representatives, aggressively delving into alleged misconduct by the Clinton administration, logged 140 hours of sworn testimony into whether former President Bill Clinton had used the White House Christmas card list to identify potential Democratic donors. In the past 2 years, the House committee has managed to take only 12 hours of sworn testimony about the abuse of prisoners at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison. Jesus. 140 hours of sworn testimony into how the Clintons used the Christmas card lists. 12 hours of sworn testimony about Cheney and Rumsfeld's favorite sport, torture, at Abu Ghraib. Jack Murth on Meet the Press. Let's get back to that. Talk about your memory losses, where media whore number one, Tim Russa here, asks Murtha what he thinks of Cheney's criticism of Democrats like him, Murtha, who want to save our troops' lives and the lives of Iraqis. Russert says, on Wednesday night, the Vice President of the United States, speaking about criticism about pre-war intelligence, had this to say about members of Congress. Dick Cheney said, quote, The President and I cannot prevent certain politicians from losing their memory or their backbone, but we're not going to sit by and let them rewrite history. What would you say to the Vice President about that, Representative Murtha?
I tell you, Cheney's a friend of mine. We worked very closely together. He was a good Secretary of Defense, but he's wrong. They should have fired people. The president should be furious with this. The people that work for him, giving him bad intelligence. There's no question we're going in the wrong direction, and we're not winning. The incidents have increased, and the economic indicators, oil, which was supposed to pay for all this, is below pre-war level. There's nothing that's happening that shows any sign of success.
No, there isn't, Representative Murtha, but please, how much longer must we all participate in this dance? That Bush should be furious with the people that work for him who gave him bad intelligence. Please, Representative Murtha, please, everybody in the entire known universe, in this dimension, in all parallel dimensions, all the way out to the 97th dimension, please, down to a subatomic particle level, let's go beyond that into quantum physics, please, can we stop this charade? It was not bad intelligence. It was non-existent intelligence. It was lies, all of it, carefully constructed by the Bush crime family. There was not a scrap of intelligence that said anything remotely resembling what these war pigs used as an excuse to attack Iraq. Nothing, nothing, nothing. No truth. So please, Representative Murtha, and anyone else who would like to give Bush the benefit of the doubt, please stop. Please stop. Okay? Please stop. There was no bad intelligence. There was intelligence that said, there's no there there. There's no reason to attack. There are no weapons. There's no nuclear, nothing. It's a sump hole. We've destroyed it. 12 years of sanctions. Millions of people have died. It's a cesspool run by a mad dictator. Leave it alone. It is a tar baby. If we go in there, it's going to be horrifying. There's no threat. He is no threat to anyone. Not even to Syria. Not to Jordan. Not to Iran. Not to anyone. Not to America. Not to Slobovia. Not to North Korea. Not to the Philippines. Not to Uruguay. Not to Guatemala. He's not a threat to anybody. He's an insane dictator. Living his last days, if we would support the middle class, if we would pull sanctions. Must we continue this charade, Representative Murtha? With great respect, sir, even though I think you're kind of an ass myself because of what you did prior to this, it's all well and good, isn't it, Representative Murtha, to stand out there now and say, hey, we need to get out of there. What the hell did you vote to take us there to begin with? You're not stupid, Mr. Murtha, and you said Cheney's your friend. If Cheney's your friend, you're my enemy. It's very simple. Very simple. What do you want us to believe, Representative Jack? That Dick Cheney has been an astute leader of men. All these years he has corrupted, poisoned, and polluted our system of government when he was your good friend. Huh? Are we to believe that? And all of a sudden he had some sort of, I don't know, a vampire bit him on the neck? And all of a sudden he became part of the undead, and you are shocked. Shocked, I tell you, Representative Murtha. Come on, pal. Come on. Come on, Representative Murtha. I appreciate what you're saying. I sure do. I appreciate the vibe. I just appreciate it all the hell. But don't play me for a fool, Representative. Don't play me for a fool. You and Hillary and Kerry and everybody, you had a chance. You could have said no. You could have stuck together. Oh, well.
Chemicals and nukes, you know, they never did appear. Yellow, orange, and red, just to keep us in fear. Said, hey, yeah, President has got...
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Good night and good luck. George Clooney's film about legendary 50s-era reporter Edward R. Murrow has a creepy resonance today. The movie is set during the communist witch hunt, but the specter of the Patriot Act, secret CIA torture prisons, and lack of trials for Guantanamo prisoners aren't far off screen. The real power and the fun of this film, though, comes when we see Murrow push back against the forces of fear and paranoia. Bullies crumble when the press takes a smart, principled, and popular stand for American liberties. Recently, we've seen signs that the wimpy National Press Corps is starting to ask some real questions. Good night and good luck shows us they still have a way to go. Go see the film. And in the meantime, check out the interview with George Clooney in the latest issue of Mother Jones.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
A party at Ed's house. Okay. Will Ed's parents be there? Then the answer is no.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy.
No, his brother being there isn't the same.
But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
No, I don't care if he is old for his age.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of 7 safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
What can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh. We can laugh hard and often, which is the whole idea of Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor, the highlight reel of funny. And right now you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents heart attacks and even helps you lose weight. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. So call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After 3 free issues, you can't have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we'll bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
It's like earning capital. I earned capital in the campaign, political capital, and now I intend to spend it. It is my style. That's what happened in after the 2000 election. I earned some capital. I've earned capital in this election, and I'm going to spend it.
Yeah, okay. To all your moms and dads and husbands and wives out there, he's talking about your sons and your daughters and your husbands and your dads and your uncles. To him, they are nothing more than spendable capital. Jack Murtha on Meet the Press with media whore number one, Tim Russert, continuing to answer Retzer's question about Cheney's criticism of those who oppose further mass killing.
The biggest problem we have is this illusion. They've been overly optimistic, illusionary about their policy. We got to, this is not a war of words. This is a real war where people are getting killed. 15,000 people have been wounded, and half of them are desperately wounded, blinded, without their arms. I mean, it breaks my heart when I go out there and see these kids. I see wives who can't look at their husbands because they've been so disfigured. I saw a young fellow that was paralyzed from the neck down, and his three children were standing there crying with his wife and his mother. So this is a real war which we have to find a solution. And since there's no progress, we've got to find a way to let the Iraqis take over.
Wow. Yeah, it's obvious Jack Murtha is just a traitor and a coward. A really brave man would sit back in their comfy chairs in Washington and continue throwing our young men and women and some not-so-young reservists into the hellfire and brimstone until every last drop of oil is wrung out of Iraq, huh? I didn't mean to be too harsh on you there a moment ago, Representative Murtha. I'm out of patience with anyone who supported this war ever. There were millions upon millions of us in the streets 3 years ago begging, pleading, don't do it. And all of you just more or less shook your asses at us and said, we're going to do it anyway. There was one clear resistor, and that was Dennis Kucinich. I appreciate where you're coming from, Representative Murtha. I really do. But, you know, this reminds me of, 1963, 1964, when we had 2,200, 2,400 dead Americans. And there were no demonstrations, but the intellectuals in this country were asking the Johnson administration and Robert McNamara to end the madness, to stop it, please stop it, because this is a no-win situation. And those sons of bitches, Democrats and Republicans, insisted that 56,000 more Americans be killed before their bloodlust was satisfied, and that 200,000 Americans be wounded, and that 2.5 million Vietnamese be killed, and that another million Indochinese be killed, because the pig bastards back then would not listen either. So here we are again. This time it's Representative Jack Murtha saying, whoa, let's stop. We need to get out. 2,100 dead. We have become the target.
For those people who are criticizing the policy of the United States, I'm the vice president. I know all about this stuff. And these people are just grossly misinformed. This is borderline treason. These people voted on it. You know, I've known Jack Murtha for 35 years. So what? You know, when the rubber hits the road, I want more death. I want more torture.
Clear.
I want pain. I want to see arms flying off and brains dissolve.
Clear.
I want white phosphorus. What do they call it? Willie Peter or something? I want all of that. I want death.
Clear.
I want pain. I want destruction. Hey, Merry Christmas, sir.
Clear.
I want them all dead. Do you know how how my psychotic old lady cooks the turkey for Christmas?
Clear.
Yeah, that's how they do it. You know, you do that to your turkey about 50 times.
Clear.
And that sucker gets cooked from the inside out. I hate everything. I'm soon going to die. I want all sorts of death all over the place. Murtha, you're a nice guy. I liked all those nights we used to drink beer in the basement, but look, pal, I want death.
Clear.
The biggest problem is the illusion, Representative Murtha talks about. Well, Representative Murtha, one more slight disagreement. No, sir. The biggest problem is the fact that they are insane, and they are killers, and they drink blood, and they will drink yours. And they like to see red mist splattered all over the country of Iraq. And they like to know that they are leaving thousands upon thousands of tons of depleted uranium, which will distort and deform fetuses for the next 1,000 years. This is what they do, Representative Murtha. They are subhuman. Speaking of subhuman, well, here he is, Donald Rumsfeld, on CBS's Face the Nation. The psycho killer makes the mini-mini rounds on Sunday, starting with Bob Schieffer's Face the Nation. You ought to find a different surrogate, someone other than Rummy. He's starting to contradict himself, and he sounds crazier by the day. He sounds always, to me, like he has a mouthful of fingers that he's eating. You know, it's like when you take a chicken bone, and you're trying to get that last little bit off the drumstick. That's what Rumsfeld, oh, well, they're all the same. What he reminds me of, like somebody who's got a hand off a corpse in his mouth, and he's trying to chew the flesh out from between the fingers. That's what he sounds like. He's a vampire, a ghoul, an eater of the dead. Here he's trying to convince us that somehow America as a nation would be less safe if we pulled troops out of Iraq, and we know the exact opposite is true. Listen, listen, you can hear him chewing on somebody's hand. Bob Schieffer begins. We know what John Murtha said. He said it's time to withdraw the troops. He said within the next 6 months. President Bush said that would cause terrible consequences. What do you think? Sir, can you stop eating the hand just for... What do you think the terrible consequences would be? How would you see the world if we withdrew from Iraq? Would their security be endangered?
Absolutely. There would be a lot of people who would say, maybe it's time to stop all these deaths among our soldiers.
Yeah. Well, there's no doubt in my mind, but that were we to pull out precipitously, that the American people would be in greater danger than they are today. And I say that for this reason. Picture turning over Iraq to Zarqawi, the person who beheads people, the person who is out killing innocent men, women, and Iraqis, men, women, and children. Turning that country with its oil, with its water, with its population into a haven for terrorists.
No, that's what you've done, you ghoul! You flesh eater! You human corpse devourer! That's what you have done, Rumsfeld! Remember that time, Kathy, he said, well, let's imagine that the moon was about to attack. This sick, sick, perverted, death-dealing old man. Rummy's losing it. He can't keep his lies straight. You just heard Rummy tell Bob Schieffer that if we left Iraq, it would become a haven for terrorists. But wasn't that one of the arguments that Rummy himself made as a pretext for invading Iraq to begin with? That Saddam was connected to Al-Qaeda. So here he is. He left CBS. He jumped on his Humvee and made a dash for CNN's Washington studios, where waiting for him is former German U-boat commander Wolf Blitzer. Wolf Blitzer has a question about that. But before he asks the question, he plays a Rummy statement from September 26, 2002.
We do have solid evidence of the presence in Iraq of Al-Qaeda members, including some that have been in Baghdad. We have what we consider to be very reliable reporting of senior-level contacts going back a decade, and of possible chemical and biological agent training. And when I say contacts, I mean between Iraq and Al-Qaeda.
That was a mistake.
No, Zarqawi was in there. It was clearly, there clearly were Al-Qaeda in and around Iraq.
You believe that to this day?
Zarqawi was physically in Baghdad.
But
they were operating.
Was he then, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, associated directly with Al-Qaeda?
No, probably not.
So why would you say that there was a connection between Iraq and Al-Qaeda?
Because the intelligence reported that there were Al-Qaeda that moved in and out of Iraq and had some connection with the Saddam Hussein regime.
See, Rumsfeld just gets caught in his own contradiction and can't get out. Kind of like Bush trying to run from a Chinese press conference and standing there in front of a big closed door with a look on his face like a three-year-old caught playing with himself. What? What?
September 26, 2002? Rumsfeld, we do have solid evidence of the presence in Iraq of Al-Qaeda. Reliable reporting of senior-level contacts going back a decade. But I thought you all were saying now that the intelligence in the run-up to the war was wrong. But Rummy, you're saying you had 10 years of intelligence. You were saying that 3 years ago. You really are a lying son of a bitch, aren't you?
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Tina, your face is all red. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Hot? We're in the freezer aisle, Tina. You're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause? But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet, but it could be changing hormones. When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estroven. Estroven is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability.
I'm not irritable.
Right. And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estroven now.
Hot flashes? It's just your body telling you it's time for Estroven. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. One of the best things about getting an 8-pound Orrick XL vacuum is what you don't get, namely, a cloud of dust in your face every time you turn it on or when you empty it, which means you won't get a house full of bacteria that travels on dust. Call 1-800-989-4200 for free literature or a free 30-day home trial. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Orrick XL. 1-800-989-4200.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete, all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
You raise the blade, you make the change, you rearrange me till I'm...
10 before the hour. So Wolf Blitzer, former U-boat commander, keeps hammering Rumsfeld with the facts and his own previous statements, Rummy's own previous statements, this time about the bat squeeze, about alleged weapons of mass destruction. Blitzer begins, but based on the fact that the United States didn't find any stockpiles of weapons of mass destruction,
it's clear the intelligence was wrong.
And it's clear that he didn't really represent much of a threat.
If you're talking about whether or not the intelligence was correct, everyone has agreed it was not.
Here is the question that a lot of people want you to answer. Do you, as the defense secretary, owe the American people an apology for all that bad intelligence?
Why would the Defense Department? It's the intelligence community that made the intelligence. It was but CIA.
The DIA had an intelligence operation, and you had a separate intelligence operation that Doug Feith, one of your top aides, was running.
It was not a separate intelligence organization. You've been reading the press.
What is the Inspector General investigating now, as far as Doug Feith and his intelligence operation?
I really don't know, but apparently over the weekend, somebody requested, a congressman or a senator, requested an IG investigation of whether or not something was amiss there, and they will do it. They'll have an investigation. They have the right to ask for it. The IG will do that, and we'll see what they say.
Do you believe anything was amiss?
No, indeed not.
Oh, you rancid bastard. God, Wolf Blitzer came very close to being a real reporter there, didn't he? Wasn't that... Oh, my God. Wolf Blitzer actually stood toe-to-toe with the ghoul.
Rumsfeld gets up, rushes for the door, jumps in his Humvee, and makes it over to the studios of ABC, where he meets with George Stephanopoulos.
Rummy saves his wildest contradictions and false assertions for his interview with Boy George. Stephanopoulos begins. Sir, do you believe that Congressman Murtha's opinions are supported by those at the top levels of the military?
Well, the top levels of the military are the people who report to the president and to me, and we know what they're saying. They're saying that we believe we're making progress, that they believe that we are passing over responsibility to the Iraqi security forces. And the way to look at it, the way to put it in perspective, the way to give your listeners an accurate perception of it is that the Iraqis are losing about twice the number of coalition forces. They are out engaged in the fight. They're all across the country.
Dear God, let me get this straight. We're succeeding because more Iraqis are dying than our people? And some of the listeners to this program wonder why I use the words son of a bitch and sick bastard and psychopath with people like this? What did he just say? The top levels of the military are the people who report to the president and to me, and we know what they say. They are saying that we believe we are making progress. But Rumsfeld, you're a lying son of a bitch. Because John Murtha, who has been a war hawk when you were still riding a desk during the Korean War, John Murtha, who has actually seen combat, John Murtha has the respect of the field commanders and the grunts. You don't, Rummy. When you turn your back, they give you the finger. When you enter into a mess hall, everyone has to be frisked if they're coming in to see you, even people in uniform. Right, Rumsfeld? And why is that? So you are lying once again. Always. Somebody called Cheney. One of his boys is trying to rewrite history. Here Rummy suggests that he did not advocate invading Iraq. The truth is, as early as 1998, he and Wolfowitz and the PNAC crew signed a letter urging Clinton to turn his attention, quote, to implementing a strategy for removing Saddam's regime from power. This will require a full complement of diplomatic, political, and military efforts, end quote. You said it, Rumsfeld! Hours after the 9/11 attacks, Rumsfeld was already urging his aides, quote, to come up with plans for striking Iraq. Even though there was no evidence linking Saddam to the attacks. Boy George begins, if you had known that no weapons of mass destruction would be found, would you have advocated invasion?
I didn't advocate invasion.
You didn't?
No, I wasn't asked. If you read all the books and the things...
You weren't, but why weren't you asked? That's very puzzling.
Well, I'm sure the president understood what my views were, but as a technical matter, did he ever look and say, what should we do? Should we go do this or not do that? This is something that the president thought through very carefully.
Are you trying to distance yourself from the war with that?
Of course not. I agreed completely with the decision to go to war. And I've said that 100 times. And don't even suggest that.
I'm just asking.
Yeah, well, you know better.
You know better, you little snot. You want Uncle Rummy to take you across his lap and take your little pants down and paddle your ass? Don't even suggest that. I'm just asking. Well, you know better. Don't even ask. Makes you wonder what the meaning of the word is. Well, I'm sure the president understood what my views were, but as a technical matter, did he ever look at me and say, what should we do? Should we do this or that? No, he never said that. Of course, I must have whispered into his empty-headed ear 1,000 times. I whispered into the right, and Cheney whispered into the left. Kill them, George. Kill them all. Bomb them. Maim them, white phosphorus them, napalm them, kill them, kill them, kill them. But did he ever ask me if I wanted an invasion? No, he never asked me that. And little Stephanopoulos, weren't you in that Clinton administration? Yes, I believe you were. Watch your tongue, boy. Watch your tongue, boy. Do you know what I do to Greeks who speak out of turn, boy?
The best of Mike
Have you
Malloy.
Experienced a random act of kindness? Someone you haven't seen for years suddenly come back into your life? Do you know a positive story that inspired or motivated you? Aleve invites you to share your good news at AleveGoodNews.com. For years, Aleve has been devoted to providing good news for people with arthritis pain. Now, Aleve invites you to share your good news at AleveGoodNews.com.
Use it directed for minor arthritis pain.
When I'm under, I'm weightless, floating away, and all I think about is doing it again.
Michael Swan is under the influence of his volunteer swim coach. Spending a little time coaching, he helps Michael stay off drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage, from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint-supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. When the nation's largest retailer, Walmart, deep-discounted laptop computers to attract shoppers on the day after Thanksgiving, supplies were limited, but so was the patience of shoppers in a number of stores. In Grand Rapids, Michigan, a mother and daughter were trampled by a crowd crushing its way into a Walmart. In Philadelphia, punches were thrown, and Walmart workers called police to break up what was described as a near riot. Jim Smith was at a Walmart in New Jersey where hundreds of shoppers lined up before dawn seeking bargains.
Bitter cold temperatures, a massive line to get in, mobs of people, and that's all before 5 a.m. Shoppers say it's just part of the season, and they'll be back next year.
Think you would do it again next year?
Yeah. I guess so. Yeah, I would. It was fun anyway.
She says that despite not getting the flat-screen TV she wanted, others say they would rather sleep than deal with the crowds.
You have to be in there for a while. You don't want to be in there anymore. You want to put everything back and just go home.
Shoppers say this year's hot items, anything in the electronics department. Jim Smith, Linden, New Jersey.
Walmart said more than 2 million people entered its stores in the opening hour on Friday. Anti-war activist Cindy Sheehan has returned to Crawford, Texas, near President Bush's ranch. The California mother dedicated a memorial garden to her son Casey, who was killed in Iraq last year. Sheehan dedicated a stone marker as protesters heckled Sheehan and her supporters. Sheehan told dozens of supporters, quote, "We're here to say that the killing has to stop and we're not going away." Supporters of the president plan a counter-demonstration later this weekend. Pennsylvania Republican Senator Rick Santorum says he doesn't think Democratic Congressman John Murtha was out of line when he called for the immediate withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq.
What is out of line is what's going on, and certainly in the United States Senate, which is not questioning how we get out of Iraq, but questioning how we got into Iraq. And this second-guessing and suggesting the president misled the country or the vice president misled the country is an absolute abomination. It undermines our mission. It basically tells our troops they're not there for a legitimate purpose, which is absolutely wrong.
Murtha said the reasons for the war have been thoroughly discredited, adding the Bush administration's Iraq policy is flawed and wrapped in illusion. National Transportation Safety Board investigators are trying to figure out what caused a train accident in Elmwood Park, Illinois, Wednesday afternoon. At a news conference Friday, a spokesman said a video surveillance tape will be very important in their investigation. 16 people in all were injured in the wreck near Chicago. 3 were on the train, the rest were in vehicles, with 3 of them in critical condition. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa! Talk about expensive! Good news! There's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want, for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that liked criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Take phone calls here, 866-303-2270. Very quickly, an email from from Scooter. Okay. Actually, it's from Steven. Hi, Mike. Here's a horrific thought that I doubt has yet crossed the minds of the general public, much less those of the brain-dead neocons. Since Bush has systematically been eviscerating the VA budget, he has probably been creating a ticking time bomb, countless ticking time bombs at that. When this horrendous adventure in Iraq finally comes to an end, many wounded will return. Many among them, I'm sure, will have maimed personalities brought about by their experiences and will not be given the psychiatric help they so desperately need. So how many potential Timothy McVeighs will Bush have created? Who knows? But once these poor souls have been let loose into society, I'm quite sure they will present a greater potential threat beyond anything Al-Qaeda could possibly invent. That's from Stephen. All right. Phone calls then. Let's start with Eileen, who is calling in from New York City. Eileen, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Eileen. How are you?
I'm okay on a rainy night in New York City.
Oh, my. Sounds like a song.
It's a rainy night in Georgia.
Oh, that's right. Never
mind. Yeah, such a great song, though. I don't know why this crossed my mind early tonight when your show first started, but I just all of a sudden pictured all of us huddled around our radios, you know, like, because you can't watch television because you can't get the news from television. So we're all sort of like these, I see these little campfires out in the dark, and all the, you know, people who know the truth are huddled around their radios listening to Mike Malloy.
Oh, no.
Just a, I don't know what made me think of it, but really it reminds me of that. It's almost like when people used to huddle around the radios and listen to FDR's Fireside Chat.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I worked for the other network before it went out of business, i.e. America Radio Network, we used to talk about the Yugoslav partisans during World War II who were fighting desperately against the Nazis who invaded their country. And how they would do that literally. You would, at least that's the way it was presented in the old movies from that era. The old black and white movies, a couple of people, five or six Yugoslav partisans gathered around a small radio getting their orders from somebody who was broadcasting from Finland or someplace telling them where to go to blow up more Nazis. So, yeah, I understand exactly what you mean. It's a shame that Air America Radio is not more mainstreamed. It's a shame there's not a television network that is not more mainstreamed, mm-hmm. That presents the truth. It really is. It is a struggle, and your metaphor or analogy of Air America, you know, little radios in the dark, you're not far from the truth. Trust me on that one.
Yeah. I mean, if you look, we knew the truth before the war started. I'll never forget being at my computer the first time that I heard that Bush was planning to, or I was reading online that Bush had said he wanted to go to war with Iraq, and I was like, wah! You know, if it had been a cartoon, I would have been shaking my head, and, you know, my head would have flown off. I couldn't believe it.
I know.
You know, and we all knew. We knew right from the beginning that it was all a lie. We knew what it was about, but nobody would listen. What? A million people out in the street saying no war, but they wouldn't listen. And now they're just lying and lying and lying. Well, how stupid do they think we are?
They think we're very stupid. That's why they went ahead. You know, Bush's speech in Cincinnati, where he laid out his, I believe it was Cincinnati, before the invasion, where he laid out his, not his, but what was coming out of his mouth, what he was instructed to go read, his policy of preemptive war.
Mm-hmm.
That, right then, that's when I can remember just feeling my guts turn into water, because when somebody who heads the most destructive force in the history of the human race, which is the United States of America, the most potential destructive force, when someone says a statement like that, and we still have 9,000 nukes and a military capable of using white phosphorus and torture, the rest of the world had better run in fear and trembling, but where in the hell is it going to run to? That speech was what made me think, oh, my God, we really, really have lost control of our own government.
We're in the hands of a complete psychopath. He really
That's
is.
It. That's it.
He's out of his freaking mind.
That's
and
it.
And I don't, it seems like the worm's beginning to turn, but I don't know if it's, in, you know, if it's happening in time, and I still am waiting for the other shoe to drop. I'm waiting to see what they're going to do, because you know they're going to do something. I can see Cheney and his little spider hole plotting and gloating over what he's planning to do to get people's focus off of them and back on to their own security, because that's the only thing that seems to work for them.
That's true. If you look at some of these people, though, Cheney, Rumsfeld, Wolfowitz, these are sick men. I mean, physically ill. These are people who are not in any kind of good health whatsoever. Bush is on the verge of having a complete mental breakdown, and I really do believe that's going to happen. But these other people, they're like the old members of the Soviet Politburo. If you remember those pictures from the bad old days back in the 60s and 70s where they would all line up on that parapet over the Red Square or wherever the hell it was, when they'd all march on May Day and all the missiles and military, and you would see those old Kremlin gray men standing up there, and you could just tell by looking at, oh my God, you know, there's nine of them standing there. I wonder how many will be alive next week. And sure enough, two or three would die, and then two or three more would replace them.
Yeah.
To me, this is what Rumsfeld and Cheney and Wolfowitz, and you go right down the list, Pearl, all these people that remind me of that clutch of just soul dead
trolls.
Yes.
They look like something that lives under a bridge.
Oh, my God. There they all stood with their Russian overcoats and their ear flaps and their gloves, and they would make that little wave. Brezhnev making that little wave thing like he was trying to knock a fly away.
Yeah.
Oh. So here
pounding his shoe on the table.
Right, and here we are, the same mentality, the same
exactly.
mindset as the old Soviet Politburo. So I think we've got to maintain hope, though. I really do. We have to maintain hope. We have to hope that even though the voting machines are rigged, even though there are a lot of Democrats who are be seeking re-election who are just the same as these Republican bastards, somehow we have to keep hope alive and keep supporting candidates who say, no, we're not going to do this any longer. And if we do that, I think we still have a chance. I do. I know I sound pessimistic sometimes, inordinately pessimistic. But,
no, you don't, actually. But,
I think we still have a chance.
I do, too, and I've always maintained right from the jump with friends who said, oh, we're done for. Once you lose people's trust, when they realize that they've been had, especially people in this country, because let's face it, most of us are descended from criminals,
right.
Forget about it. You know, right. Americans are like, nope, we don't believe you anymore,
right.
And we're going to go after you. We're going to get rid of you. And by the way, I am all for targeting a lot of Democrats for removal from office next year.
Yeah, that has to be done.
Absolutely.
It has to be done.
Joe Biden's, you know, these... I can't stand that guy.
I hear you.
Own two senators. I am so disappointed in Hillary Clinton. And, oh, Chuck Schumer, forget it. I met the guy. And, you know, I'm a singer, and I was doing the New York City Emmys. I did a song about, you know, that the band leader had written about the war. And Chuck Schumer was there, and he came up and said, great voice, great voice. And I said, thank you. And I wanted to talk to him. And I said, do you think we stand a chance? And this was like 3 years ago. Oh, yeah. But he wouldn't even talk to me about it. I mean, he just was...
I hear you.
You know, I was very disappointed. I thought, where's your fire? Where's the passion? There is none.
No, yeah, with so many of these people. Eileen, thanks. I appreciate you checking in, okay?
Thank you, Mike. Good to talk to you.
All right. My pleasure. You have a nice evening. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Good night and good luck. George Clooney's film about legendary 50s-era reporter Edward R. Murrow has a creepy resonance today. The movie is set during a communist witch hunt, but the specter of the Patriot Act, secret CIA torture prisons, and lack of trials for Guantanamo prisoners aren't far off screen. The real power and the fun of this film, though, comes when we see Murrow push back against the forces of fear and paranoia. Bullies crumble when the press takes a smart, principled, and popular stand for American liberties. Recently, we've seen signs that the wimpy National Press Corps is starting to ask some real questions. Good night and good luck shows us they still have a way to go. Go see the film. And in the meantime, check out the interview with George Clooney in the latest issue of Mother Jones.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Caller's information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news. There's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
It's about 21 past the hour. Marge is calling from Indiana. Marge, welcome to the program.
Good evening, Michael. How goes the race?
Hey, it's going. How are you?
Hanging in there.
Good.
Before I start in on my little tirade, I want to make sure you're not drinking anything or eating anything. I don't want you to choke.
Okay, I'm not.
Okay. Yesterday on the ABC Evening News, when they were talking about Bushy's little trade mission to China,
mm-hmm.
he casually threw in a comment about China owning $9 trillion of U.S. debt. Now, that's with a T, like in Tom.
Right.
So I thought, holy crap, that's a lot of money. And so today, you know, I don't have a computer. I went to the library and checked with the reference desk. And I was trying to figure out what the total U.S. worth was.
Mm-hmm.
And the best thing she could do is go to an almanac that said the gross domestic product. Now, that's not counting for all our global corporations and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The GDP as of 2003, because they don't have numbers any later than that.
Right.
You got a good grip?
Yeah, I got a grip.
$11 trillion.
Uh-huh.
That's damn near the whole thing.
It almost is.
I thought someplace a while back I heard something like $27 trillion, and I thought, crap, that's like a third. But
okay, let me give you just a quick clarification here. The GDP is what we produce every year. Okay? It's the total output in goods and services on a yearly basis. So
okay.
So the number you were looking at, we produce that every year. What did she say? $11 trillion was the GDP? Yeah, that's the number, unless I'm crazier than Bush.
Okay.
But the GDP, gross domestic product, is what is produced when you buy a hamburger, that factors in.
Yeah.
When I buy a box of nails, that factors in. When General Motors goes bankrupt and screws a lot of people, it all factors in. The $9 trillion that Bush, that number, that's how much in debt we owe directly to China. Now, if China were to...
not just trade deficit. They own some of our...
No, that has nothing to do with trade deficit. That's how much they own. That's how much money they have made as loans to the Bush crime family so that the wealthy could get their tax cuts and wars could be fought and so on and so forth, because tax revenues in this country are considerably down. The Chinese have provided $9 million or $9 trillion worth of paper, worth of we've signed off, or the Bush crime family have signed IOUs, totaling $9 trillion. Now, if the Chinese really wanted to end America, there would be no need to drop a couple of H-bombs down the smokestacks in Chicago and L.A. and New York and Miami. All they do is all of a sudden start cashing in their IOUs, their bonds, their treasury notes, just start cashing them in. And the sucking sound caused by American dollars flowing out of the U.S. into China would be rivaled only by the sound of families and businesses collapsing into heaps in this country. This is what Bush has done to us in 5 years.
You know, there's Silverado, there's what was the, there's Enron, there's all this crap, and these people that are running our country are so damn stupid. And the latest little cutie pie, there's a bill someplace, I don't know, House or Senate, that says they're going to sell off public land
yeah, right,
at a fair market value of something like $1,000 an acre. But the reason these corporations, global and otherwise, are interested in the public land don't have anything to do with the damn land. They want the mineral rights, which are just being made as a gift.
I hear you.
I mean, these people are so damn dumb.
No, we're the dumb ones, Americans. The Bush crime family, if you don't mind a slight correction there, Marge, the Bush crime family, they're smart and evil and conniving and cunning in the same manner that a fox who sits there and eyes the hen house every night and waits until he can go in and suck all the eggs dry and kill all the chickens. This is what the Bush crime family is about. America, we are a country that has become dumber than a sack full of doorknobs.
No kidding.
And we allow this. Every day that the Bush regime is in power is a day that we have allowed it to be in power, Marge, because if we wanted to get rid of it, we could.
We're going to have to do something, or we're not going to have a country it's not going to be ours anymore.
I hear you.
It's so damn disgusting. I don't know whether to cry or cuss or break something.
I know. Well, if I'm wrong on that gross domestic product thing, we'll straighten it out the next time you call in, okay?
Well, the thing of it is, you know, I was depending on what she said. That may be an annual figure. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think
so
it is.
Anyhow.
Hey, thanks, Marge. Take care, okay?
You stay well, and since you're going to have youth night on Wednesday, you have a nice Thanksgiving holiday.
Thank
with
you.
Kathy and Molly and the whole
Thank
family.
You. Thank you much, and back at you. We'll be back, folks. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
That's what I do. My advice. Girls and guys who want to be a Nobel Prize finalist.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Treat me with understanding.
Treat me with respect.
Drug and alcohol addiction is an equal opportunity disease.
Treat me without judgment.
Individuals in recovery come from all walks of life and deserve to be treated with respect for winning one of the hardest battles there is.
Treat me with courtesy.
Treat me with humanity.
Alcohol and drug addiction deserves proper treatment. For drug and alcohol information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP.
Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Have you experienced a random act of kindness? Someone you haven't seen for years suddenly come back into your life? Do you know a positive story that inspired or motivated you? Aleve invites you to share your good news at AleveGoodNews.com. For years, Aleve has been devoted to providing good news for people with arthritis pain. Now, Aleve invites you to share your good news at AleveGoodNews.com.
Use it directed for minor arthritis pain.
Hi,
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the Internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is Internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your desktop instantly appears, just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? But what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
FM Lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour. Back to your phone calls. Roberta is calling from San Diego. Roberta, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Mike. I've been calling you for weeks.
Well, here you are.
Yes, thank you so much. Uh-huh. You know, it's absolutely terrifying to be a disabled senior living on $800 a month right now, you know? I mean, with no safety net and no family in these times, you know, and sometimes you don't have enough money for rent and food. And there's like millions of seniors who are not making it right now. There's like starving slowly because they don't, you know, they can't afford to eat healthily. And these millions of seniors are like too disabled and exhausted and even decompensated to even listen to Air America or to call in and tell their stories. I have a lot to say. You know, when a civilization ignores the care of their children and their elders, history proves that civilization implodes and self-destructs. I mean, you just can't do that.
Right.
And these men, you know, these men that are in control, you're like cold-blooded monsters, every one of them. I mean, none of these dudes I see on TV look like they have a heart or a soul.
Isn't it amazing?
They look like they died a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they look like they died a long, long time ago if they were ever even really alive. And personally, the only time I really feel safe anymore is when I'm visiting my friends on different Indian reservations, and I'm blessed with being able to do that quite often. You know, if I won even $100,000 in the lottery, I'd be headed for Canada for safety and survival, and we just would get the hell out of here. And I'm running into people that are saying that.
Mm.
You know, people in the store and stuff. I mean, this is a terrifying time for the people at the bottom, especially, you know, seniors. And I know I sound like I'm really young, but I'm actually a senior.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You do sound very young.
Well, I take good care of myself, and I eat healthy food and all that kind of stuff, and I don't have to have any prescription drugs and blah, 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 you know. But there are just millions of seniors in this country that are going down with this regime. You know, they're just
well,
going
it's,
down.
The Bush crime family treats our older population the same way they treat children, which is the same way they treat our military veterans, which is the same way they treat kids in school. They hold them in utter contempt. They hate them. They want nothing to do with these people because I guess they figure the old folks are going to die soon. The kids couldn't care less. The soldiers come back so addled and their brains screwed up that they still believe they have to vote Republican. They still believe the Republicans are out for their best interests. This is a murderous regime. I've been saying it for 3 or 4 years on the air, ever since Bush stole the first election, so that would be 5 years. It is a murderous regime, just populated with absolute killers who have no respect for human life whatsoever. You get no argument from me on those points. Trust me on that one, Roberta.
Yeah, and they also don't care about the animals or the plants or, you know, the living creatures or the planet or, you know, mankind. Basically, they just absolutely, there's no caring, there's no compassion at all for that. It's just, well, they're monsters. They're cold-blooded, heartless monsters. And like I said, you know, they look like they're not even alive when you see them on Cheney's, like, frightening.
He is
and
indeed.
And I had to look at him tonight and, you know, watch him, and it was, like, frightening to see that man and hear him.
Take care, Roberta. Thanks for checking in, okay?
Thank you. Constant prayer, really.
All right. Take it easy. I've been watching on some of the news reports and reading in the newspapers about the terrible, terrible, ugly, filthy, degenerate joke that the Republicans have played on Medicare recipients where it concerns a prescription drug benefit, quotes around the word benefit. These unconscionable bastards, pharmacists can't figure it out. People with advanced degrees can't figure it out. And the particularly galling part to me was I found out tonight pharmacists are prohibited by the law that includes this so-called prescription drug benefit. They're prohibited from trying to help their clients, the people come in buy their meds. The pharmacists are prohibited from trying to help them figure out what would be the best plan. Who would understand the needs of a customer more so, the pharmaceutical needs of a customer more so than the pharmacist that handles the meds every month. What the Bush crime family has done has set up a horrendous situation that benefits one constituency, one Bush crime family constituency, and one only, and that's the pharmaceutical industry. What they have done, Bush and his thugs, what they have put together and passed off, and the Republicans in Congress are responsible for this, what they have passed off as a prescription drug plan for people on Medicare is worse than an insult. It's going to raise the cost of medicine for every single recipient. The information that's out there is going to reduce by 40%, reduce this by 30%. Those are as truthful and honest as the lies fed to us about why we had to attack Iraq. I've said it before. I've said it on the blog. I've said it in person. I tell it to my kids, my friends on this radio program. These people will lie about anything and everything. They are pathological liars. There is nothing they can do but lie. But it is particularly egregious when they go after our oldest and our youngest. It is so bad. It is so vile and disgusting. How many thousands of people have been cut from the food stamp program with this new budget that the House has passed? The Senate went ahead and made cuts too in essential services needed by people in this country. But the Senate left the food stamp program alone. The House, which is encrusted with these filthy, filthy Christian Armageddonists, they cut $700 million from the food stamp program this past Friday. That was despite objections from anti-hunger groups, these groups who try to keep people alive in the richest country in the history of the human race, put together estimates that show some 250,000 people would lose benefits. Now, how many of those people are children? I hate these bastards. Oh, my God. I hate them with an abiding hate. And don't worry. It's not the kind of hate that will infect me. I keep it walled off. And I wait for the day when it's just going to come erupting out. It's the oldest and the youngest that are dragged to this filthy system, because the Republicans see the oldest and the youngest as all take and no give. Older Americans have the highest percentage of voters. I hope older Americans will vote in 2006. I hope so. But the House bill that cuts $700 million from the food stamp program, also trimmed other social programs for the poor, that narrowly passed, 217 to 215. Think about that. Even some Republicans crossed over and said, no, this is insane. House and Senate negotiators now have got to get together and write a compromise version of this filthy legislation that's designed to cut federal spending over 5 years so that the wealthiest top 4 or 5% in this country can have even more money, more money, more money. The Senate didn't touch food stamps in its version of this budget-cutting bill. Food stamps, it's the major U.S. anti-hunger program. Who came up? Did this come about in the 60s? Was it Johnson? I don't even remember anymore. But it was one of the most astute, well thought out. Is there cheating? Of course there's cheating. There's cheating in everything. This is America, for Christ's sake. We cheat every chance we get. Come on. Come on. So when the right wingers talk about cheating in the food stamp program, oh, really? Remember Reagan's famous welfare queen in the Cadillac, an apocryphal story that came out of his addled early Alzheimer's brain? Just awful, awful stuff. Awful stuff. Some 26 million Americans received food stamps. 26 million Americans get food stamps in this program run by the U.S. Agriculture Department for short bursts of time, for an extended period of time, although with Clinton's and the Republican Congress's welfare reform plan, so many thousands, hundreds of thousands of people were tossed off of the food stamp program. It's a program that farmers appreciate. Department of Agriculture says it's good. We have all these surpluses. What better than to give as much as we can away to people who need it using a food stamp plan? But the Clinton administration decided to gut it. The Bush administration is gutting it even further. Bread for the World, which is an anti-hunger group, said the prospect of food stamp cuts, quote, will make Thanksgiving bleaker for hundreds of thousands of hardworking families, end quote. Bread for the World estimates that 38 million Americans live in what they call food insecure households, places, homes that have trouble buying enough food. Jesus, I can't stand them. I mean, I can't. Can you? Can you stand Republicans, these filthy, unconscionable pigs?
Could somebody please help out my family? My mom needs hearing aids, new shoulders and new legs. My dad needs a break, he works all day every day. My brother needs a place and a job where he can make enough money to take care of his baby.
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
The flu, it's powerful. When it hits, everything hurts. But now fight back with something powerful of your own. New Zicam Maximum Strength Flu. It helps rescue you from the worst flu symptoms. And new Zicam Maximum Strength Flu is virtually tasteless. It comes on revolutionary pre-dosed spoons that you stir into your favorite hot or cold beverage. You'll probably never even know it's there until you feel its power start to work. Now fight the flu a whole new way. Get Zicam Maximum Strength Flu. It goes down easy and nothing works harder.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A consumer alert was recently reported in a leading consumer testing magazine. It warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums. I would never make a bagless vacuum because they're filthy. My 8-pound Orrick XL is hypoallergenic. Try one free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Orrick XL.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right. You heard free. And we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Thrilled to be here in the breadbasket of America because it gives me a chance to remind our fellow citizens that we have an advantage here in America. We can feed ourselves.
Yeah, that's right, George. Thanks to our crew, program engineered in New York City by Justin Yuen and Jason Isaac. Dee Neal is our associate producer. She also answers your calls and maintains the blog at airamericaradio.com/Mike Malloy. Chris in Minnesota, Mark Marshall and the militant mods at MikeMalloy.com, Ben Birch at White Rose Society, and Jim in Arkansas. Thanks to everybody. Kathy Bay is our executive producer, of course. Don't forget Youth Night this Wednesday. Tom in Ann Arbor. Mike, the $9 trillion figure is incorrect. The total Chinese holdings of U.S. federal bonds and securities is about $250 billion. I just did a quick check on the World Bank website, and as of the year 2000, the estimated total Chinese wealth holdings were about $10 trillion. I would guess that George, once again, just plain misspoke. All right, thanks, Tom. So the I'm not sure if what Marge was talking about, but... Tom lives in Ann Arbor, and that's the home of University of Michigan, so I trust him. I want you to hear, everybody kind of missed this. I didn't hear anyone talking about this anywhere in media. Rumsfeld's statement to George Stephanopoulos, we played it earlier, but I want you to hear it again, that Rumsfeld's perception that we're winning this hideous murder fest in Iraq is based on the fact that Iraqis are dying at twice the rate of American soldiers, although he still refers to them as coalition forces. This is a demonic point of view, isn't it? Stephanopoulos says, do you believe that Congressman Murtha's opinions are supported by those at the top levels of the military? Listen to this outrageous clip and see if you come to the same a conclusion that I do, that this man is a murderous, evil demon.
Well, the top levels of the military are the people who report to the president and to me, and we know what they're saying. They're saying that we believe we're making progress, that they believe that we are passing over responsibility to the Iraqi security forces. And the way to look at it, the way to put it in perspective, the way to give your listeners an accurate perception of it is that the Iraqis are losing about twice the number of coalition forces. They are out engaged in the fight. They're all across the country.
I can't understand that. Does he mean that poorly trained and equipped Iraqis who do not want to fight on the side of the invaders, that's us, and they're put out there and they're being slaughtered at a 2-to-1 ratio when compared to American forces, and the fact that they are being slaughtered is proof that we're passing over responsibility to the Iraqi security forces? Is that what this sick old bastard is saying? I believe it is. That if you want proof of the success of the counterinsurgency, look at how many corpses we're producing. Look at how many bodies that are being stacked in morgues. They're outnumbering American corpses 2-to-1. There's your proof, Stephanopoulos. I can't imagine people talking like that. Did the Nazi high command? I guess the Nazi high command talked that way. Did the Russian high command or the Soviet? I guess I don't know. But to say that a benchmark of your success is the kill ratio of your ally, when compared to your own. This kind of thinking to me personifies evil. It defines evil. If I believed in any religious mythology, this would be satanic. This would be Satan speaking out of the mouths of his whores who had erupted out of the bowels of hell. But I there's no way I can believe that superstitious nonsense. But put in a religious context, and I don't understand why the so-called Christians in this country don't come to the same conclusion. This is not what your Messiah taught you. Yeah, he didn't teach you this. He doesn't advocate death and war and kill ratios. And yet so many of the so-called Christians support this murderous, degenerate regime. And no, you don't have to tell me about Reverend Wallace. I understand there are churches who are rebelling against this. But the majority, the vast majority of the so-called Christian community in this country supports this kind of insanity, this kind of murderous chaos and mayhem. I can't process that. I can't get that straight. I remember how I was brought up, being taught about Jesus of Nazareth. And what my grandmother used to read me the parables. She used to put it in language that a 5 and 6 and 7 year old could understand. And I never remember her telling me that Jesus lusted after more corpses, more death, more destruction. God, I hate these people. I just incredible. Sorry, got off on a rant and ate up the last 3 minutes. Damn, I could have had a phone call. Well, we'll try to get to you tomorrow night, I promise, all right? Thanks for participating tonight, even you so-called Christians. I'll see you tomorrow night, for sure. Take care, okay? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Tina, your face is all red. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Hot? We're in the freezer aisle, Tina. You're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause? But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet.
But it could be changing hormones. When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estrovan. Estrovan is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability.
I'm not irritable.
Right.
And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estrovan now.
Hot flashes? It's just your body telling you it's time for Estrovan. Use as directed.
Musicians, right now, get the gear you want and keep your cash. I'm talking about guitar, amps, effects,
hey, zero,
drum, keyboard, turntables,
hey, sip,
mics, mixes, multi-tracks, and more.
Hey, nada.
It's Guitar Center's Don't Pay Till 2007 financing event with no minimum, no payments, and no interest for 14 months on every top manufacturer. Gibson, Pearl, Yamaha, Roland, Tascam, JBL, and more. Guitar Center's Don't Pay Till 2007 financing event is going on now. Don't miss it. Call 877-MUSICIAN for a store near you.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406.